Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wathwas.
Jazzy! We need to give a shout out to Jim Prosser and Anonymous, our sustaining donors.
What are they doing?
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And if anybody else wants to donate, go to congratulationspinetree.com and smash that donate button.
Smash it. And this is when... Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, and if you want to, please get a hold of us. Give us your questions, comments, concerns. Yell at us for talking over each other. You can go
we
ahead
love doing
and,
that.
Yeah. Sorry to Margaret Tedesco.
This is for Margaret Tedesco.
I guess. Okay. And give us a call, 419-351-6606.
Did anyone call in to say they wanted to be our next, like...
mascot?
Well, Margaret wasn't our mascot.
Oh, you mean our, like, sage advisor?
I didn't want to say our next Margaret because that's, there's no.
Nobody can
There's no
touch.
Replacing of that.
Yeah.
Beautiful person. Anyhow, so probably not, huh? No one's called in to say, hey, I can be the next person to tell you when you like to give us our copy edits. Who's our copy editor?
We don't have copy to edit.
Well, that's right. Who's our bullshit editor?
I'm the editor of the show.
No, you know what I mean. Margaret was always coming in to correct us on things.
Oh, sure enough. You know, and I was talking to a mutual friend, and we're talking about Margaret Tedesco. Did we make that clear? Mm-hmm. I talked to a mutual friend of Margaret's and ours.
Yes.
And they made it clear to me that Margaret listened to the show more than I thought she did.
I had the sense that she listened to it regularly.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
It's pretty cute.
Good for, thank you. I mean, nothing but total flattery.
And slight embarrassment from
extreme humiliation.
And speaking of humiliation and embarrassment.
Ooh, take us there.
This year's best, did you look at the Best of the Bay list?
No.
Well, the best museum in the Best of the Bay,
get this.
Are you ready?
California Academy of Sciences.
No, the International Art Museum of America. Can you even, like, how did that even get on their fucking radar? Isn't that the most, I mean, I'm actually kind of.
Chicanery.
Total chicanery.
I can't believe that.
It is so wild.
It is free.
Shocked. It is free.
It's free still.
Anyhow, I wanted to make sure you knew that because I thought you would really appreciate the knowledge, the information.
If you don't know about the International Art Museum of America, it's a cult.
Number one.
I want to put a link in the underworld to our episode where Maysoon and I went there and got completely freaked out.
We got freaked out. They intentionally make it maze-like where you can't actually go backwards. Like leaving means going, like it's like the fucking Vatican where you have to keep going through. You can't go back. And that, to me, is a little bit scary, especially in places like the Vatican, where it's
got skulls,
the Pope's home, and I don't know,
bones.
It freaks me out. Like, what's going on? You feel like you're getting abducted a little bit, spiritually and physically.
All right. Me too. I mean, and they had that room, the treasure room.
The treasure room, which I think only members of a high-paying profile.
It's $60 a person, I think.
And then we had talked about maybe going into the, like paying for it, but then I just...
Oh, we can't be giving money to that.
I think it's
that.
Just too scary also.
Human trafficking.
You know the doors get locked.
Alleged.
Careful, Kate, careful. I don't want to get too involved in that.
Maybe I'll bleep it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they do seem litigious.
So they got the number one museum in the Bay Area.
Just another sign of the times.
It's really interesting to me. I kind of want to know who voted that. Like, did they organize
trolls
to vote that?
They have some fucking Russian bot farm.
You don't think people were like, oh, what's this unique, interesting place in the middle of Market Street?
And let me go ahead and vote for them for best
of
the Bay.
I mean, if you're just passing by, it is an anomaly. It is quite like, what's going on in there?
The name's weird.
Everything's weird about it. So you pop in, maybe they just made it as far as the bookstore where you can look at linoleum tiles. You remember that? Like faux marble tile, like big sheets of linoleum tile.
And they claim that Dorje Chang Buddha III paints those things.
Right, which we knew immediately was not correct.
No.
I was there with a professional painter, i.e. Kate Rhodes.
Thank you.
And she affirmed and confirmed everything.
Thank you very much.
And then there were things that I could just pick up on my own as a nun. professional artist.
Yeah, there's a real situation going on there.
Like the sculpture that they were trying to say wasn't spray foam, but was absolutely spray foam.
Yeah.
There was some weird stuff.
It's free. Maybe you should check it out, but I can't in good conscience.
I want you to go with someone and please make sure your phone is fully charged and maybe even let someone on the outside know that you're in there.
Yep. Put on location service.
Yeah, and make sure to share your location with your mom or something, just in case. Like, I just want to make sure you're
with a trusted adult.
You'll be fine. Which, yeah. Kate and I are being dramatic, truly, but it is definitely, it gets a little creepy if you're looking at it as deeply as like we were really kind of digging in versus just sort of like, oh wow, that's nice, and just walking by like most people in museums.
Yeah.
Anyhow, congratulations, IAMA. We're happy boop, for you to boop. Make number one. Go for it.
I'm going to put some applause there.
Yeah.
Okay, Maysoon, any other hot items for us?
I mean, that was the one art world thing I got this week. This week was kind of a wreck.
Yeah, Maysoon started her new job.
Well, not even just me. Like, just on the end of, like, the trans march and, like, just
oh, Jesus.
The Golden Gate 26. Like, there's just been a lot of, like, police presence in our city and, like, nasty brutality.
Yep.
Towards our most vulnerable communities, and right at the end of like the trans, like during Pride weekend, trans march, you know, it's just like, guys, the city's not doing well.
No.
Just FYI,
it's in a pit.
And that, I would say, is our leadership is really like, they're really into the police. They yep. really want a police state for us. And
yes.
It's not okay, and it's scary, and it's terrible, and people are being harmed and imprisoned, and you know,
abolish the police.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Maysoon, we were talking about Sad Francisco, the podcast and news outlet.
I have to download the podcast, yes.
You're doing it right now.
Can I just do it really quick?
Okay, yes, really good.
I'm holding my phone perfect. Far away from excellent, the mic, just excellent. So that you don't get too mad at me.
Okay, while you're doing that, I just wanted to put it out there that I was listening to an episode where they were reviewing the movie I Love Boosters.
Oh.
They hated it.
You know, I saw that on Instagram, a little brief, and I was sort of like heartbroken a little bit.
Yeah.
But I will listen, and I absolutely respect their opinion 100%, but I was a little bit like, damn. They were going off on Boots is what it sounded like. Like they were kind of making him out to sound like a faux radical.
They were displeased that even though it's a communist movie, the word communism is never mentioned. And it just,
that's interesting.
I think they just feel like it wasn't commie enough.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I mean, I think, you know, I feel a lot of ways about that critique because I feel like, yes, of course. But also, like, it's mainstream fucking movie, you know, like, it's pretty fucking good to be in that position, like, just to be even talking about capitalism. Yes, of course, it could have gone further. Yes, of course, they should have said communism or whatever they wanted to say, whatever they thought should have been said. But I also feel like, I don't know, part of me feels like, can we take a small win for it? Can it be like,
yeah,
can it be like, it did a lot and said a lot, and it I think, the way the movie is structured, it can bring in a lot of people from different backgrounds or from different layers of maybe activism or no activism. Like, I think it hits a lot of different people.
Sure.
And so you're bringing people who maybe just think it's a fun, colorful movie.
Get a little something.
You're getting them to, like, what is actually going on here? What is this movie talking about? What was that about? Like, to maybe start to think about some of the issues. I feel like that has to be considered a little bit of a win, you know? It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. I get it. And we can critique it for sure and criticize it for sure. But I also feel like
I loved it.
There is some benefit. And I definitely loved it also.
Yes.
Although there were some moments where I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think a lot of people had that.
Yeah.
I think that was part of why they didn't like it, too. I think they just didn't like it stylistically and mm-hmm. some of the
I think
creative
there are
choices.
Areas that could have been stronger, for sure. Like,
nope, loved it. Perfect. 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10. We got to get back. You really kind of sidestepped a topic I tried to bring up
Me?
Last episode. Yes. Well, I really
was
got
it intentional?
I got us off track.
Yeah, you're always getting us off track.
Abstraction. Let's tear it apart and build it back up again.
Wait, weren't we? Didn't we just talk about that, or were we? Did
we never
not,
actually
what
talked
happened?
About it.
How did it
we
come
got
up?
Sidetracked into poetry,
which I continue the conversation with people. I just want you to know.
I believe it. Okay, abstraction, Maysoon.
Wait,
where do you stand?
Where did it? Why did it come up? First of all,
I just we were in a lull, and I needed something to talk about.
Okay, Where do I stand on abstraction?
I want to say thank you for the folks listening to the show, and I just need them to recognize that we have other lives and we're doing this out of the goodness of our heart.
And honestly, our other lives have been quite hard for the past couple of months and very stressful.
Well, yours more than mine,
so,
but yeah.
Just be glad that I'm even showing up right now.
Damn right. Damn right.
And I also love you for showing
but
up also.
But thank you. If you're listening to this, you're already on board.
Yeah.
But just please. Just please.
We are getting interviews and lined up.
Have
we know
mercy.
You guys like the interviews, so we're lining them up.
We got them lined up like bowling pins. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. Abstraction. Stop avoiding the topic.
I'm not avoiding nothing.
What are you hiding?
Tell me about abstraction. Are we talking about like abstraction specifically in painting or in general?
Maybe let's stick to painting and we can maybe kind of put a toe into sculpture.
You're not an abstract painter.
No, I've made a couple abstract paintings, but that's
about it. So why
don't
you make abstract paintings?
I know, that's a good question.
Okay, so...
I've been working on a couple lately, I think I might use them as backgrounds for a video I'm working on.
My best friend is an abstract painter.
Yes, friend of the show, Sarah Heinemann.
Yeah, who has been on a couple of times now. And I will say that I do find it challenging. And so
As a viewer.
Like I think I'm like a little bit too of like a rational thinker in some ways. And so art is helpful for me as far as like try to break out of your familiar, like what's familiar for you. And so sometimes with abstraction that I feel challenged, but I don't mind the challenge. I'm not like I'm obviously not writing it off. I do think it's interesting.
Well,
you know
what the hell, man?
What the hell, man? Sometimes I don't feel anything from abstraction.
Okay, let's,
you know, and
wait,
so if I don't feel anything or have a reaction or have any response and I feel like maybe that work isn't successful for me specifically.
Sure.
Right.
Okay, I'm just going to list off some abstract painters and just say where you stand.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, Mark Rothko.
I mean, I like Mark Rothko. He's an important painter.
Wow, you hate Mark Rothko. This is insane.
I don't hate Mark Rothko. I just don't think I get what other people get from him.
What, like, do you think other people are getting?
People are getting like just, I think people go into some other world when they experience an outer body experience.
Or in their body.
In their body experience with Rothko.
You can feel
and
it in
I
your
don't
body.
Feel that. I have tried when I worked at SFMOMA. I mean, wow. I sat on that bench in the Rothko room and I sat there for minutes and I would actually have to talk to visitors because I helped run the museum guide program. Uh-huh. And that was always like part of the tour.
Yeah.
And it's weird to be like, I mean, you know, you can talk about the formal aspects of the work, you can talk about all the things about the work, but like the feeling of the work is not something you can't impose on anyone, right?
I mean, I think it's going to be different for everybody.
Right.
I'm not like super schooled on Rothko. And
how do you feel when you see Rothko?
I love Mark Rothko.
You love it. Tell me more.
But I think it's because he committed suicide.
And
I always have a soft spot for artists that commit suicide.
Okay, so you like the artist more than the, not necessarily
but
the painting
I also
or the work?
I like the work. I like the kind of sensitivity that the paint's applied with, the kind of soft edges of his color fields.
I like that.
And I do think, the one at SF MoMA isn't my favorite of his. I like the ones that are a little more like darker.
Mm-hmm.
I said that weird.
A little more darker.
They're like a little more darker.
You said that like kind of like a little child, maybe a 10-year-old.
Maybe
which is
that's
okay.
What
that's
abstraction
okay.
does to you.
It brings you into like
it makes
a
you a child again.
More innocent, childlike state.
Because you're like...
Because you're just responding. You're just
like you're seeing something new. You know, you don't just walk down the street and see a fucking color field necessarily. I mean, some of these are like referencing nature.
Yeah.
But I think it can put you into a mental state where it's different from your everyday experience. And I think like what you were talking about being like a rational person or like whatever that is, left brain, right brain, even though the left brain, right brain shit is bullshit. I just want to put that out there. The way we talk about that is not actually accurate in how the brain works. Okay, point is, though, Maysoon, I think that it can do that to you, break you out of your normal way of thinking if you really let yourself
go
be taken in by
it. I was just thinking, sorry if I can interrupt for 1 second. I was just thinking, like, I feel like dance is abstract.
Sure.
And music feels kind of abstract, too, right?
As far as
they're not saying, they're not... directly telling you what to think.
Yeah, instrumental music.
And movement. Yeah. And I respond very strongly to those two forms.
Yeah. But you got the body.
And I'm okay with not like saying this is what this is about, you know, like sure. to not have to put a strong definition behind a piece of music or a dance piece, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas like in with abstract painting, for some reason, I'm always looking for like, what is the shape? Is it something? I'm looking for something to hold on to.
Yes, I relate to that though.
And so I don't know if you're supposed to, if it's like, that's kind of the wrong, is it the wrong approach to abstract painting? Like I feel like I need to spend more time working it out.
I think we definitely need not look for something representational.
Yeah, I think so too.
But it's really it's hard, so hard not to shut
we're such
your
a
brain
visual
off.
Culture we're always seeing.
We're always trying to look for patterns and recognizable things, faces. Yeah. Okay, Kandinsky. I don't like Kandinsky.
I just don't think I have a strong feeling, a strong reaction.
Okay, motherfucking Jackson Pollock. Mm. Okay, Agnes Martin.
I do like Agnes Martin.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's calm.
Yeah, it's calm for sure.
Very calm. Who else we got? Motherfucking, you know, Mark Bradford.
Mm, yes. See, abstract. Interesting. I do like Mark Bradford.
Those are, that really puts you
that's
in your
kind
body
of on the line
because like they're so
they're
big.
So huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you feel small.
Jay DeFeo.
Jay DeFeo, one of my top five favorites.
But how can you not?
Yep.
How can you not? Like the texture of her paintings alone is like, I mean, you know what I mean?
See, why is that doing it for you?
I don't know. I mean, I think because I'm just like, I can just imagine her physicality in the painting.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can see her brushstrokes so intensely. Like you can see all of that material. Like I think I just, the art, like her body or her work, her labor is like so strong.
Sure. Yeah.
Strongly projected for me. Like that there's something more than just like the painting in that for me when I see that work.
Do you feel that you have more appreciation for art that looks like it took a lot of work?
Not always. I don't think so. I don't know. I can't think of another artist maybe where I think of that. Although we did just say Mark Bradford, his paintings are so huge, which sounds like scale and work, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Or just sort of like exertion. Like when something's so big, you know, that took so much time or effort.
I think, Maysoon, we need to unlock some part of ourselves that allows us to see abstraction without trying to make sense of it in a representational.
Okay. I mean, we're doing that. I feel like we're doing that. But in some work, we're...
But are we? Because I don't know, man.
I think with Jay DeFeo, I'm okay with not having... I'm not trying to find representation, but maybe it's because there's so much else to look at.
Yeah.
But maybe with like other paintings where there's less, you can't see the brushstroke, maybe there's less to see.
Do we...
I don't know.
Think that if it's like a geometric setup, like the rose, the Jay DeFeo's mm-hmm. the rose, that it has this like central focal point of yeah. all the lines converging in the center.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a geometric situation. What about sure. geometric abstraction?
What about it?
All I can think of is all the fuckers I was seeing all the time at SF MoMA, but Ellsworth Kelly does these big geometric paintings or like Solowit's work.
Oh, I do like Ellsworth Kelly, but I just like how much the color.
Yeah.
Like the sharp, like bright, big color fields he's using.
Okay, color, that's something abstract to mm-hmm. focus in on. Mm-hmm. Think on that.
I like Ellsworth Kelly paintings.
Okay.
What else are you saying?
Is it because it's geometric? Is that something that's appealing to you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I think it can just be satisfying to see something that's like really put together well.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he also have like shaped canvases?
Yes.
I do like a shaped canvas.
Okay.
I'm so intrigued by them.
Interesting. Another technical situation. I just feel like I'll go into something and I like something with a lot of detail like Juan Moreau.
Oh,
like
uh-huh.
his work.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's almost like a Where's Waldo? There's so
yeah,
much stuff
there's
going
so
on.
Much to look at. I like Miro.
I like stuff like that, but then I'll be looking at it and I'll be like, well, that's the mother hanging up the clothes on the clothesline.
You're making sense of it. You're like making...
I don't mean to. It's not even conscious. You know what I mean? It's just like...
How much does the title play into how you think of things?
Not much, because a lot of these things are like untitled number 700.
I tend to try not to look at titles before.
Okay.
Just to not have too much influence, you know?
Sure.
Just in case.
Okay, let's just go ahead and give Abstraction a score. I'm going to go ahead and give Abstraction a 9.3.
Really? That's all?
That's a pretty solid A. I give Representational Painting a 9.4. Sorry. It's my first love.
Aw. Abstraction.
You got to give an abstract score.
I am. I'm thinking about it. I'm working it out.
It has to be so abstract. I know. Maybe not even words.
Oh, no.
Make a sound. Do a sound.
No.
Come on. Why?
Okay, fine. I'll do a sound.
Yay.
I'm trying to figure out what sound I'm going to make. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Wow. Really good. Really good. See, even that, I was like, okay, this is the car revving up at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I can't even let sound be abstract.
I was just trying to go with a low tone. I wasn't thinking car, but when I started doing it, I was like, oh, you sound like a car. So it wasn't my actual intention, but...
We got to break... This is, I think that if we could crack the code on this, okay, on being able to really see abstraction for what it is and not for...
I think this is a practice.
I think so. I think we got to really make this happen.
How do we, should we turn this into like a weekly, can we, it has to be in front of an actual piece, don't you think? It can't just be like on screen. Maybe should we start on screen?
Well, I think that would be a little easier to accomplish.
It's a little more realistic.
Yeah. Maybe it should be making abstract
things. Assign, I'm not making anything.
You won't just do some paper collage.
Absolutely not.
Just a little construction tape.
Hell no. That's going to be like, that's like class number 3 or 4.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's like session.
That's you're behind on.
That's later. No, it's later.
Oh, I thought you meant you have like 1,000 classes you already wanted to take, and this is the fourth one.
No, I'm thinking about in our class on abstraction. Yeah. We have class 1 through 10, let's say.
Oh, okay.
I think making is going to be like in the mid.
Okay. Or was this like a 10-week program or?
I don't know.
I think it should be 10 weeks. We got to knock this out.
Okay, so are we going to determine a painting that you and I have to look at for the week and then discuss?
Oh, I love that.
Okay, great.
Okay, let me get back to you. We'll sort that out.
We can take turns choosing paintings also.
Yeah, we need like a random painting generator, not like to generate. No, I don't
AI.
Mean,
I
don't
you.
Mean AI. Okay, damn, Jesus.
I was looking for our phones to be like, don't you dare listen to us.
No, I think like, okay, fuck Google, but I think Google has a thing where it'll just show you a painting. Like, fine. It'll, you know what I'm saying?
I'll let you do that.
Google Art or something?
Go ahead, you try that.
If anybody has a thing that'll just give us like a painting every day to look at.
You know, at SF Momo, when we were doing the trainings with the docents, we would do exercises and just for with abstract work specifically, where we would just look at the formal elements as a way to enter the work. Because sometimes like looking at the formal elements can help you kind of like, oh, interesting. I wonder why they chose that. And then you can kind of dig in a little bit more.
Yeah.
Versus
see, but that's where I'm
blankly.
Fucking up, man. That's where I'm fucking up.
What do you mean?
That's where I'm fucking it up. Because then I'm like, oh, yeah, this.
Then you're trying to make it into something.
This blue is like the sky. This is, you know, this is the little boy with his paper airplane.
But don't you think some abstract painters are painting something?
Well, I'm sure there's an everybody's approach is a little different, you know, because sometimes they'll title the painting like something that seems
like the rose.
Yeah. Actually, I was looking at some painter and he had a title that was like Chinese snowball.
Okay.
And there was a big wad of white.
Okay.
So you're like, oh, well, maybe he really was thinking about snowballs.
But why was
Chinese snowballs. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe he was in China.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is looking that painting at behind you abstract?
Yeah, for sure.
But there's two eyes. It looks like there's a tiger going on.
This is our mental sickness.
God damn it. Okay, well, let's really work this out.
We got to be able to
break. We got
break.
10 weeks, people.
We got to break from this representational
we
mindset.
We need to have a judge or someone who's listening who can tell us if we've progressed over our 10-week phrase.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us a call. 419-351-6606. If you want to judge us over phone, you can call that number. And if you want to judge us over email, congratulationspinetree@proton.me.
I'm excited about this. This is something I've actually been wanting to do for a while.
I think this
like,
is
break,
gonna
let's break our brains.
Mason, we're gonna sort this out, and then we're gonna fucking abolish the prison industrial complex
Let's do it.
I'm telling you, this might be what
it
takes.
Does that require abstract thinking?
Yes.
It must.
Everything
actually,
does.
It must.
Everything.
Breaking any system is going to require some abstraction.
Yes.
Wow. There's the code.
I'm telling you.
Fuck yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'm bringing abstraction up to a 9.4.
See, I think it's actually going to be the winner.
Damn. Okay, I'm loving it. I mean, I'm making some abstract paintings in my student.
What's happening in your brain as you're making them? Can you give
me
like a
little...
Well,
here's what I did.
Can you be an abstract painter?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you can only, you only can be one by doing it.
I have this, well, I'm going to come back to you.
Okay.
But I had this thought.
Let's
take
a tour.
We're taking a tour. I was speaking with a friend yesterday. Their partner is a writer, but they mostly write essays and books, fiction based on his, you know, based on act, real.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so they're like, oh, this person just wrote a poem. I'm like, oh, really? Do they consider themselves a poet? So sort of like thinking about like the genre, like the larger genre is like writing, right? Let's say. But then there's all these other ways of you can be a writer.
For sure.
And it's
same
like
with painting.
Right. Same with painting.
Landscape
can you just jump
painters.
From one to the next?
Portrait Not necessi- painters.
It doesn't seem like that's necessarily the case. Like it seems like it's a very specific, like for you to jump from, like jump into abstraction, but not really having, not that's not like how you identify as a painter necessarily.
I think we don't want to get hemmed in with all these labels and not let ourselves
try
experiment.
Experiment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't like go try to say I'm like an expert on anything.
Okay, yeah.
You know, but you can tool around in the privacy of your
would
own
you call
studio.
If you did one abstract painting, would you call yourself an abstract painter?
I don't feel like compelled to take that on.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely feel very comfortable saying I'm a painter.
I'm a painter, period.
And I think, you know, I don't know. Honestly, just like being faced with that question makes me want
to
like get like really defensive.
Jump through the window a little bit.
Okay. No, and be like, well, you know, I went to art school and we learned design principles and I made abstract work and
yeah,
like design class work, not like we're like really going to town and with some oil paint and like really mm-hmm. figuring it out. You know, we're just like doing dominant, subdominant, subordinate.
I don't know what any of that means, but that's cool. Not in a painting sense, at least.
Yeah. So anyhow.
You don't have to be defensive. It's all good.
Okay, good.
I wasn't trying to put you on the defense.
Well, it's just natural.
Is that because you feel like you have to defend being a painter at every turn?
Well, I think it's kind of like, I know that you are only coming from a place of love, harmony, and kinship.
And just curiosity, quite frankly.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But I think when it's like, are you going to lay claim to something that you didn't earn?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it feels.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, I'm not like coming completely out of the blue. But then I'm like, there's so many abstract painters that make terrible work.
Sure.
And that suck and would completely say, oh yeah, I'm an abstract painter. And I'm kind of like, why do they get to say it and I don't?
You can.
But I don't want to. I don't feel like I really identify that way.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll start, but probably not. I just like painting things a lot. So
I guess I'm just trying to understand like the genre, you know, like moving from one to another. It's, I think for some people it's probably very
and
fluid.
Most painters have famous painters start with representational painting and then move into abstract.
That makes sense.
But not everybody.
Well, you can be whatever you want to be. And I
thank you, Maysoon. I know. And I knew that and I treasure you. I treasure you. Okay, well, really good that we sorted that all out. It'll be really fun when you start your painting career and can just jump right into abstraction.
No, that's okay.
It's a lot. I feel like
I feel excited to talk about this because I think a lot of painters have been feeling pretty down about the world. Or not about the world, but about like, I feel like there was a period in time where like painters were getting like a bad rap or like everyone wanted like,
oh, painting's dead.
You know, painting is dead vibe. And I know a lot of painters and people are all just kind of like, well, this is what I do. Fuck you. You know, kind of
exactly.
thing. Like, but like performance and conceptual art, like all these other things were like everyone that was like the hot news, you know, I mean, whatever. Not was, is, whatever.
I have no idea what's going on.
Painting's coming back. I tried.
Painting, I mean, it's a sticky situation, you know, because they always have sold for millions of dollars. So it's hard to say it ever really died when True. People were so engaged with it, at least monetarily. Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. I just want to say to all the artists out there, whatever you're doing, it's valid, and you just got to keep working it out. Oh, no, what I was going to say is I have
forget it.
I have no idea what is going on in the bigger art world, like the global or even just yeah. like the national.
You just know the local.
I'm pretty and much even. And barely that. But I feel like what you were talking about, like social practice and installation work and all these other things that have kind of overshadowed painting are still ascendant. When do you think so? What are people doing anymore?
I think performance art for sure is right now.
Maybe things that don't take a lot of space since artists don't have any money.
Right. Or space.
Yeah. Well, prayers up for everybody. Let's get back on a positive note to end on so we can go to Arismendi.
Was that not positive?
Oh, well, then I got down on everybody not having any money, and that kind of depresses people.
Pulling us down.
Sorry.
Do we want to invite listeners to join us on our abstract journey, or is that just too much?
Listeners, please join us on our abstract journey. Maybe you're into abstraction. Maybe you're an abstract painter, sculptor. Maybe you used to do it or you want to do it.
Abstract sculpture? Oh, are we going to do that? Let's stick to painting. I can't.
Oh, that's the other thing I was going to bring up.
We can get into sculpture later. I think you're right.
I think we're going to forget we said any of this and just let go.
No. Come on. We're really doing it. Let's try.
Okay, Maysoon.
So if you're a listener, if you want to join us, we'll send you the painting.
Well, what's step one? Like, let's just look. We're going to look at abstract.
We're just trying to start looking. We're trying to break our brains from like making it mean something or look like something.
Okay. Understanding abstraction in 10 weeks. Okay. Week one, I want you to select one painting that you're going to look at for a week.
Aren't we looking at the same painting?
Oh, okay. Fuck, man. What painting are we going to look at?
We'll decide.
Okay, listen.
Oh, I guess we have to tell the listener now. Fucking hell.
Well,
we're really unprepared.
God damn it.
This all just came to us today.
We're actively coming up with it.
We're never writing a script. It's never happening. Okay, so what we would want then, we're going to look at a painting together. Listener, if you feel inclined, you can send us your thoughts, comments, whatever, and we will share them as we share our own on the next episode.
Okay, folks, here's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at Kandinsky's first abstract watercolor.
Can we also make sure to look at plenty of women abstract painters?
Oh, should we just start with a woman?
I'm like, let's just get real.
Ugh, fuck. Okay, let's start with a woman.
Thank you. Kandinsky, there's plenty of written about. It's just plenty going on.
I know, but it's easy to look at.
Okay, we can start with Kandinsky. I don't mind. I just want to make sure.
Helen Frankenthaler. Here's what we're looking at.
Perfect.
Okay, maybe this will be a good point of departure to leave representational work, because this painting is called Mountains and Sea.
Okay.
And you can kind of see that, but it's still abstract. There's still a lot of other stuff going on.
I think it's good. I think it's good for us to start with a painting that has some representation potential, but then can help us move out of there.
Okay, and that's Helen Frankenthaler, and it was painted in 1952, Mountains and Sea.
Great.
Okay, really look at it and like read about the technical stuff, like what was it painted on, what was the paint used, like all that kind of stuff.
You think we should look at all that stuff?
I think you should look at that stuff, and then you gotta fucking take 5 minutes a day and look at this painting.
5 minutes a day?
5 minutes every day.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yes.
That's so long.
And I think you need to get a big screen. Get your iPad or your computer or whatever. I know. And you really shouldn't be looking on a screen. Also, for week one, I want everyone to try to get out there and see an abstract painting.
Kate just really pulled out her professorial mode, and I think it's really great. Thank you. Okay, we're looking at Helen Frankenthal for the
My
week.
Students.
Frankenthaler.
Yes.
Five minutes a day. That's scary to me. I'm
Set a timer. You can listen to some music while you do it.
I should listen to different music while
you do
it.
You just need one song. 5 minutes, one song.
Now I'm fucking around with sound.
It's got to be an abstract song. Okay. Maybe like some real abstract music, like noise music.
Maybe some like.
Like shit where you feel like you got trapped inside a pinball machine. You know what I'm talking about?
Like avant-garde jazz, though, too. It's pretty.
There you go.
Weirdo.
Sure. Just do a little weirdo stuff. Okay, Maysoon. Well, we got our syllabus ready. We've got. The curriculum is rolling. Train's leaving the station. I want to say you're welcome to...
This is a free class, guys. Get on board. Let's go.
This is really good. And it'll give us things to talk about. That's what I was going to say, Maysoon. This is the thing I keep saying I'm going to say and then forgetting what I was talking about. Maysoon, this is going to be episode 394.
No. Okay, goddamn.
We have six more episodes until 400.
Remember the episode you lost? Did you count that one? Or is
no.
That like a, okay.
No, we don't count that. It's only ones that got posted.
I feel like our 10th abstraction class should be our 400th episode.
Hell no.
Not possible?
We got 10 more weeks and we'll pass right by.
Pass right by.
We not only have 4 weeks.
Point one,
we got 4 weeks.
1.2.
We're going to do 0.1, 0.2, but let's mentally tell ourselves we're not going to do that.
Okay.
So we got to fucking figure out if we're doing something for the 400th episode, we got to really nail it down.
Let's work it out.
Okay, we're working it out, folks.
Along with abstraction.
Once again, thank you to Jim Prosser and Anonymous, our sustaining donors.
We're really trying to make you guys good content.
we're here in the content factory just sweating away. Okay, and we're going to go ahead and say Free Palestine and from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.